Good morning. It's Wednesday, the 28th of July. Graham here with a daily podcast from Life Church Lichfield. What I'm going to look at today comes from a daily devotional I've used before, Hearing God's Heart by Les Wheeldon. It concerns Martha and Mary, who lived in Bethany, which was about 3 kilometres from Jerusalem. We first meet them in Luke chapter 10, verse 38. Where Jesus and the disciples were welcomed into the home of Martha and Mary. Martha busied herself preparing a meal for them, while Mary sat at Jesus' feet listening to what he taught. Martha needed Mary to help her, but when she asked Jesus for Mary to come, he said, "Martha, you are so upset over all these details, there is really only one thing worth being concerned about. Mary has discovered it, and I won't take it away from her." So we get a picture of these two sisters. We meet them again in John chapter 11, over the death of their brother Lazarus. Jesus had delayed coming to them when they sent word that Lazarus was sick. If I pick it up from verse 17, you'll see how the sisters coped with the situation. So this is John 11, verse 17, down to 44. When Jesus arrived at Bethany, he was told that Lazarus had already been in his grave for 4 days. Bethany was only about 3 kilometres down the road from Jerusalem, and many of the people had come to pay their respects and console Martha and Mary on their loss. When Martha got word that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him. But Mary stayed at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know that God will give you whatever you ask." Jesus told her, "Your brother will rise again." "Yes," Martha said, "when everyone else rises on Resurrection Day." Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die like everyone else, will live again. They are given eternal life for believing in me and will never perish. Do you believe this, Martha?" "Yes, Lord," she told him. "I have always believed you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one who has come into the world from God." Then she left him and returned to Mary. She called Mary aside from the mourners and told her, "The teacher is here and wants to see you." So Mary immediately went to him. Now Jesus had stayed outside the village at a place where Martha met him. When the people who were at the house trying to console Mary saw her leave so hastily, they assumed she was going to Lazarus's grave to weep, so they followed her there. When Mary arrived and saw Jesus, she fell down at his feet and said, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping and saw the other people wailing with her, he was moved with indignation and was deeply troubled. "Where have you put him?" he asked them. They told him, "Lord, come and see." Then Jesus wept. The people who were standing nearby said, "See how much he loved him." But some said, "This man healed a blind man. Why couldn't he keep Lazarus from dying?" And again Jesus was deeply troubled. Then they came to the grave. It was a cave with a stone rolled across its entrance. "Roll the stone aside," Jesus told them. But Martha, the dead man's sister, said, "Lord, by now the smell will be terrible because he has been dead for 4 days. Jesus responded, "Didn't I tell you that you will see God's glory if you believe?" So they rolled the stone aside. Then Jesus looked up to heaven and said, "Father, thank you for hearing me. You always hear me, but I said it out loud for the sake of all these people standing here, so they will believe you sent me." Then Jesus shouted, "Lazarus, come out!" And Lazarus came out, bounded in grave clothes, his face wrapped in a headcloth. Jesus told them, "Unwrap him and let him go." When Lazarus died, Mary had a deeper crisis than Martha did. Mary had developed a sense of Jesus' personal love and commitment to her, but she had not developed the practical get up and go that is needed when events baffle and disappoint us. Martha got up as soon as Jesus arrived and went to meet him and welcome him. She had the same questions as Mary, but was able to show her love and trust for the Lord, and in the process respond with her confession of Jesus as the Messiah. She was the first woman to do so in the same way as Peter was the first man. It had been Martha who first welcomed Jesus into her home and who served him dinner. It was probably Martha who prepared Lazarus for burial, and it was Martha who pointed out that after 4 days, Lazarus wouldn't smell very nice. She was a very practical person. Our spiritual life needs to be rooted in a deep devotion to Jesus, and at the same time a healthy, practical attitude of getting on with life until God intervenes. If we lack the spiritual side, we will be efficient, but dry and uninspired. If we lack the practical side, we may be morbid and introspective when God is silent or when things seem to go wrong. So the message today is to worship, wait on God, then get up and go, and meet Jesus in the ordinary things of life. He will appear when he is ready, and he will do more than we expected. Enjoy your day. Bye.